Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hi, this is Shauna, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for the renewal of life. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide your feet into the way of peace, that, having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in the truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I first think about the circumstance behind why David wrote it in the first place. He had just committed adultery and then committed murder to cover it up. It took the prophet Nathan confronting him for David to realize the depth of his sin. His response was this vulnerable and transparent prayer for God to cleanse him. As I read through this chapter a few times, I began to notice some key elements in David's process of confession and asking for forgiveness. First, I notice David's recognition of God's characteristics, relying on them to cleanse him. Verse 1 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions." David is counting on these characteristics, God's steadfast love and abundant mercy, to cleanse him. He goes on to say in verse 2, "Wash me, cleanse me from my sin." David recognizes and confesses his sin before God in verse 3 when he says, "I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." Not only does David recognize and confess his sin, but he acknowledges how his sin causes a broken relationship with the Creator in verse 4 when he says, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." And how only God himself can forgive him and right that wrong in verse 7, he says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Verse 17 sums up the process of this confession and asking for forgiveness. David says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." The word contrite, defined, is feeling or expressing remorse or penitence. So here are some questions to think about. What does confession and asking for forgiveness look like for us? Do we come to God with a broken spirit because of our sin, asking him to cleanse us according to his steadfast love and abundant mercy? I'm encouraged as I continue to read because it doesn't end with being broken. Verse 8 says, "Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice." Verse 12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." Verse 15, "O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise." God forgives us, cleanses us, and then we get to live out the joy of our salvation. This is good news. So two more things to think about in light of this. Do we rejoice at how the Lord has and continues to cleanse us? Do we declare his praise and what he has done for us? Oh Lord, thank you for David's example of confessing sin. Help us to be contrite about our sin and acknowledge that it is only you who can forgive and cleanse us. We thank you for the joy that we can have from being cleansed. Give us the words to declare what you have done for us. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.